Welcome to Talking About Singing. Oh, it feels good, boys. Doesn't it feel good?
Hello, welcome back. It's good to be here. It's good to be doing something.
What do you guys imagine I do when I say welcome like that? Like, is there anything in your head about how I'm, like, emphasizing it?
You're holding up your hands like God.
Yeah. Jesus. No, I just noticed that I snap my head forward, like, pretty aggressively every time. Welcome to talking. Like, I kind of nod to it on the come.
No, actually, in an entirely narcissistic way, I don't think about what you're saying at all. And I think about it as like, here's the curtain dropping and I'm taking a bow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I'm just the MC for your podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, like, that's good, right? We should all be the main character of our own story, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that is something an absolute egomaniac would say.
That isn't egomania. That's just like normal. That's just like everybody should feel like, you know, it's all about them all the time. That's how I feel.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That sort of checks out. The first half I have a problem with. This is an equal endeavor. 34-32-32 split.
I'm 34.
That lovely voice whose podcast this is, apparently Brendan Haley. Brendan, how you doing?
I have never been better. I'm 30, flirty, and thriving.
Crazy. You aged 10 years over the past year.
Dude, fucking don't even get me started. At least 10 years. That doesn't even begin to cover what this past year has done to me.
Oh, it's hit us all. Dylan Schevenauer, the other voice you hear. Dylan, how many years have you aged over 2020?
Probably close to 10 too.
10? I think that's a nice round number. We kind of just skipped our 20s, you know?
Dude, for real.
Just straight up in our 30s now.
That music tangent, there's a line from The Wonder Years that was like something to the effect of, I aged a year this week. Hey, Jess, I woke up older carrying 2 years in the bags under my eyes. That's how I fucking feel.
From The Wonder Years? Like the theme Wonder song? Years,
the band. There's a band called The Wonder Years, not the TV show.
The Fred Savage vehicle? Okay, all right.
No, the band fucks. The TV show...
Hey!
The TV show is a cuck, and I'm fucking its girlfriend.
That's... It's everyone's worst nightmare, the words that you're saying.
How you doing, Dylan? What's new? I don't think I've talked to you in a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm not doing bad.
Not doing bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
No women, so I'm doing good.
Dude, yeah, fuck it. Women, hot take.
Jesus.
Fuck women.
Most of the time.
No, the first year or the first... I was talking to Peyton about this beforehand, but, like, I really want to hear, like, the difference in the tonal shift between part one, talking about singing, and, like, whatever we're doing right now, whether it's the eulogy, whether it's the autopsy, whatever it is we're doing right now, I feel like there's going to be a dramatic tonal shift.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That is a perfect segue. Folks, this is our Viking funeral. We don't know what this podcast is going to be, but it ain't going to be the same. Nothing is the same ever. Yeah. This week, we're gonna look through our old episodes, which I don't think any of us have ever listened to since we released them.
I really want to hear it.
I edited them, and for a while there I would post like snippets on the Twitter and all that, but since then, like, absolutely no recollection at all. So guys, quick pop quiz. Actually, Brendan, pop quiz. Ranking Tyler the Creator's albums, our first episode, when did it come out?
Oh man, that had to be...
It's on the fucking screen right now.
Oh man, August 30th, 2017.
I forgot it was open for you guys.
I think that might be where we peaked. first episode, we might have peaked with that. I remember when we did that, I put so much time and effort into having like my like exactly what I was thinking put into that one. I thought so hard about that one because that album, to this day, that album means a lot to me, but like seeing it on the screen, like that's the first thing we did, and I'm like, I don't think I ever tried harder.
Yeah, I used to have notes. I would have a public notes page that I would share with you two with the track listing and like the release date and a little snippet of like trivia. And then I would have a private notes page with like my thoughts line by line, song by song, like written out like comments I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, for real.
You guys were writing notes?
Oh, yeah. I honestly, let me just look through. It probably ended... Oh, it must have lasted a while because I think I have notes for all of these on this first page here. I'll flag as we go through the timeline. I'll flag when the notes ended.
I remember that because like I remember doing the Public Enemy album, which like that album isn't on Spotify or Apple Music. It's only on YouTube. Like they didn't actually release that shit. And I remember like I put so much effort into like listening to it, and I can't name a single song off of that album. I can't. Can you?
I know the title is Nothing Dies Quick in the Desert, something like that.
No, I didn't remember that. shows you how much like I've paid, how much attention I paid to that piece.
I remember that was our first C-Doc encounter, who we later interviewed for the show.
Which is insane because, like, separate, that was another, like, highlight of the podcast because he's, like, an actual, like, serious musician.
Yeah.
He has so many, like, cool-ass stories, which, you know, honestly, and if anybody is listening to this shit, go back and listen to that interview episode that we did because that was tight.
Both our interviews are such highlights. Brendan, I don't think you weren't there for the Craig Bauer one, were you?
Craig Bauer, I wasn't there for the interview, but like we went to the same bar a lot in my early 20s. So like I'm very familiar with him.
Really? Yeah. Give me one fact about his entire life.
He has an uncomfortably large penis.
Okay. Well,
it is so big. It's a little concerning. Like I am like genuinely horrified for any sexual partner this man has ever had because his dick is just that big.
That is such like a prisoner's dilemma answer where like, I can't refute it, but I can't confirm it. So the only thing I can do is just move on from it.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, interviews are amazing. Craig Bauer, Kanye's first producer over in Chicago. C-Doc, Chuck D. Well, what did C-Doc say? His kids call Chuck D Uncle Chuck, something like that. Just cool guys, just making music.
Well, we interviewed
such a cool dude to talk to as well. Yeah, go ahead, Dylan.
We interviewed Houndtrack too.
Houndtrack, yeah, that was a fun one.
That was pretty cool.
That was fun. He was a real LA. I feel like I absorbed some of his essence after we talked to Houndtrack. Right. He was like, yeah, you know, I like to go into nature and I just like incorporate nature into like electronic music. It's like, yeah, that's awesome. That is so antithetical to my whole thing that I've got going on over here. Dude, that sounds nice though.
I hate nature, dude. I hate it so much. Like,
I like LED really lights. Ever, like,
collectively, like people, we just said fuck nature. That's why like created society. Like we literally live in a society, dude. I don't know if you guys recognize that or realize that, but we do. Because like we're like, you know what sucks dick? Nature.
Every time I see a story about like a deer is loose on the highway, it's like, well, that's the deer's fault, right?
Yeah, for real.
Like a deer will run away from a breaking twig, but it's like a highway's fine. Like that's just a dumb deer. That's natural selection.
Yeah, for real. Like dumbass. You know, you think about like you know, we have animals and we'll like humans like we'll kill off so much shit in like kind of a fucked up way, but like there's going to be a different animal that will fill that niche of whatever animal we drove to extinction. And
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No. Are you saying that like all animals are kind of equal? So if you genocide a species, another one will take its place?
What I'm saying is that, you know, not, genocide isn't necessarily inherently evil, you know?
We're on episode two, Brendan. We've released like a lot of episodes. We're on episode two and you're talking about how genocide is fine.
You know, sometimes, you know, I'm not talking about like, it's not like an ethnic cleansing. That's fucked up. But like, you're telling me that like squirrels like deserve anything? Like, fuck squirrels.
I would posit that squirrels have inherent value as living beings.
Okay, you sound like a fucking libtard, like suck a dick.
Yeah, man, I've been eating vegan. Yeah. That's what this year did to me.
You went vegan.
I should go vegan,
honestly. I should go vegan. That sounds like a good deal. I ate Burger King today, and then, like, I was just, like, just considered everything. Like, I felt so disgusting afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think a nice 70% vegan is the perfect ratio.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I think overall I could kill a few squirrels just for the thrill of it, because like I counteracted it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. Honestly, like, squirrels make me uncomfortable, you know? Have you ever seen a squirrel walking?
Just like calmly?
No, you haven't.
They're always like, booking it.
Exactly! They're either not moving at all or they're going full speed.
Yeah.
It's a little, like, concerning. Like, they make me uncomfortable.
As the father of a toddler, don't be near my son. Just don't look at him.
he has a lot of squirrel tendencies.
Oh, big squirrel energy from that one. Yeah. Actually, more raccoon. He gets in the trash a lot.
Dude, raccoons are dope. I love raccoons.
Maybe there's a world where you two could be friends.
Well, raccoons are cool because they're always up to something, and I can respect that. They're always like they're about mischief,
yeah,
than just like this anxious energy. You know, squirrels have anxious idiot energy.
That is true. Like friends, like if you have friends who just are always kind of up to something, like you two are kind of always just up to shenanigans, which is nice. But if you two are just sprinting around like not accomplishing anything, then I'd be a little concerned.
It makes you uncomfortable is what it is. When it comes down to it, is, you know, if you're around that, what I'm saying is I can't be around that because it makes me uncomfortable, you know. It's just unpredictable. You see somebody moving around and you're just like what are you doing, you know? Are you
what's going on with you?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, are you plotting to kill me? Am I in danger here? I don't know.
Well, let me just put away this shoebox with holes popped in the lid. That was going to be your Christmas present.
Yeah, please. Yeah, save that. Save that for next year if it survives.
All right. There we are. The other half of episode two that we didn't get to. Smito. Talking about Smito back in 2017. Feel like, Dylan, that was you being ahead of the curve as usual.
Yeah. Yeah, Smito. Smito's dope. He's doing good things.
That was a good album. I thank you so much for that, Dylan, because I can't tell you how many times that has been included into my Boner Jams Volume 2 playlist.
Only Volume 2.
You gotta share that with me on Spotify or something.
Yeah, right.
You gotta listen to that.
Link in bio to Brendan's sex time playlist.
Well, yeah, hit him up on Twitter. Brendan, what's your Twitter so people don't come to the podcast Twitter to ask for that?
Yeah, my Twitter is Hats for Snails.
Beautiful.
Ultimately, Bela Lugosi's dad.
Wait, what is it? Is it this?
What is this?
That used to be my Twitter. I switched that.
Oh.
Hats for Snails is my Twitter now.
This is an audio medium, guys.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It used to be Earl of Dongle. It used to be Earl of Dongle, but it is currently Hats for Snails.
Was there something before Earl of Dongle? I feel like there was another one in between there.
No, that was the Earl of Dongle was the OG Twitter, but somewhere along the line, I needed to make it current, you know? Blank of blank is a very millennial type of thing, and I was feeling old and I felt like I needed to keep up with the times. So, you know, Hats for Snails sounded quirky Dadaist enough.
I went the other way with it, where I changed everything. Like, I had an Instagram that was like MN Peyton, and my Twitter was Sire Kaiser. You know, yeah. Things that rhymed, just like facts, like location, that sort of thing. I just changed everything. Pay Kaiser. That's it. Yeah. Half of my first name and my last name.
There you go.
Short and sweet.
Nothing clever, nothing funny. This is what you get.
You're steering, yeah, you have really been fully steering into being a dad.
Yeah, no, I do like to delete my tweets every so often. Yeah. Partly because it's just a nice aesthetic to have like a nice clean Twitter, but also because, like, I don't know, nobody wants to see their dad on Twitter that much.
I get that, and I can respect that, because half the time I feel the opposite of that, where I'm like, I need to see like cringy things that I've said, you know, these specters of who I used to be, in order to like grow as a person, where I'm like, I don't ever want to be this person saying, it's not like I'm like saying, you know, controversial takes online, you know, it's not like that. It's more like I'm just general, just cringe statements where I'm like, I need to be reminded of that so I can grow. Mm. Alternately, I do appreciate us with this episode of the podcast deleting everything. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I did go through and purge the entire podcast Twitter's history, which took me maybe 4 hours, just straight 4 hours deleting by hand every single tweet, because there's no good way to do it.
Really?
And let me tell you, just the catharsis, whatever that word is.
Catharsis, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. You got to try it. Like, I get it. Like, you want to remind yourself who you were so you never go back to it. But also, just the phoenix rising from the ashes. Oh, even if we never reach the highs that we made it to, like, just burning it. Ah, oh, feels good.
You know, for what it's worth, this podcast, the success, it never meant anything to me. It was always just like chilling with the boys. You know, I'm sorry, Peyton, you put a lot of work into it, but like... I don't care. It was all about just kicking it. That was the point of the podcast for me.
Right.
Yeah, this podcast like blew up. It like the success of it was just insane.
No, see, here's the way I saw it, and I actually saw this going through deleting all our tweets, was like, we started it and there was a few episodes where we just put stuff out there, and then I went and I was really super active on Twitter just because I wanted a couple people to care. Yeah. And as soon as I got a few people to care, it was like, all right, done with that now. And then I did not interact with anybody on Twitter again that I didn't know.
It's like, hard to keep up.
No, I feel like that, because we came away with like two people who are super into the podcast. You know, we had ASAP Yames and we had Cam, who still likes my tweets. And I still like theirs. Like, there's still some like back and forth aside from the podcast. Like, that was just the spark, you know?
Yeah, and that's really all you want. You just want that little ember, and then whatever happens after that's fine. And you're downplaying it, man. I got more Twitter mutuals than that.
Those are the only two that followed me, really.
I guess. Well, you know, Brendan, sometimes the people speak on who their favorite is, and sometimes it's never me, so.
I keep my circle small, you know.
Don't trust the snakes, like Chase.
Oh, shit, dude. Chase, how could I freaking forget about Chase? Like, I follow him. They follow me. There's a lot of back and forth. Also, like, damn, shout out Space Chase. I don't know what their Twitter at is nowadays.
Oh, I know his name is Chase Ramsey. I think he uses just that one now.
Okay. Shout out, yeah, Chase Ramsey.
Yeah, we got a good crew.
Chase Ramsey 16.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
We we got a good sized crew, and for better or worse, we're always going to be Twitter mutuals until I get on a Twitter purge and just delete everybody one of these days. So, that's coming.
That's coming up. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
If we're doing like a rebirth of talking about singing, what are we doing? What's
Renee? I got ideas.
You got ideas? What are those ideas?
I got ideas. I'm not gonna say about Mike, but I got ideas. Yeah, I got ideas.
Okay, Jill, what are your ideas, Dylan? What do you want from the rebirth of the podcast?
I don't know. I didn't know we were having a rebirth.
Oh yeah, we're doing a rebirth. Let me jump ahead because we did a partial rebirth at one point in time.
Yeah.
So da 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 da.
That was right in the very beginning of the lockdown, the quarantine. That was like a fucking year ago, where we're like,
yep.
You know, like the creative juices had gone. At this point in time, I feel like, you know, the medium of music reviewing is entirely dead. Anthony Fantano killed that.
Yeah. Okay.
We've talked about that. We've talked some mention of that. But I think right now what the podcast needs is just guys being dudes, you know?
You know what the world needs?
The world needs more, yeah, guys just being dudes, you know? Like, what we need is just Dylan to show dong on the podcast. That's what we need. That would get the people fucking going if Dylan just dropped trow.
Again, OnlyFans going and
audio medium.
We should all have our own OnlyFans. Yeah,
we should.
And just tag our OnlyFans in the description, and we just do it. We're dudes being dudes with OnlyFans.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, it's just like an hour of us describing the other people's like genitals, like we're just taking a word picture.
So the future of the podcast is a podcast that solely exists to promote our OnlyFans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we're brainstorming this episode. That's what we're doing.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
I sent you that picture of I don't know if you saw this. You did not react to it. I don't think you really cared, honestly. I'm a little hurt.
Jesus.
But it was a picture from like 1910 of a bunch of like European like kings and other whatever monarchy, and one of them looked exactly like Dylan, and you did not respond.
Yes,
that sounds,
I do.
That sounds right.
Dylan, you look exactly like Manuel II of Portugal and the of Portugal. Yeah, exactly like him. It's
uncanny. Manuel.
I'll send it to you. It's on Instagram.
Yeah, Brendan, if you want the backstory behind that, that was one of those times where I get up at 1 a.m. because Henry's crying. And I'll sit and rock him for a little bit and look at my phone. And so I'm like half asleep. And I'll stare at my phone and I'll be like, I don't understand this. And I'll come back to it later.
Yes.
And then I just never came back to it. So I do remember it, but it disappeared until this moment.
I just sent it to Dylan, so Dylan can, you know, contribute since you obviously don't care about that or like my friendship or anything I have to say. So,
oh god, is it the guy top?
You see him? You know what I'm fucking talking about? He looks exactly like you.
It looks, yeah.
Do you see it, Dylan?
I do see it. I do see it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I've got royalty in me.
Yeah, dude, you've got it in your DNA.
Damn.
Kendrick Lamar, which is another album that we reviewed at one point. Segway.
All right, before we go.
I'm riding a fucking bike. I'm just hopping back in on this shit like it's nothing. This podcast shit's easy.
Before we hop back in time, I do want to say February 2019, we started to pivot. So even before lockdown, I feel like we went back to the music review format, but there was a stretch there where we really shook it up for a while.
February 29th, that was a highlight. That was pure comedy, which I think is my finest moment.
What? February 2019? Pure comedy is 2017, man.
Whatever. 2017. That was my finest moment.
Wow, 2017. Holy.
Oh,
I've been doing this for a while.
That Father John Misty episode, shoot, where's my analytics? I think that's our most listened to episode.
Dude, Dude, I hate, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, no, never mind. It got blown out of the water by Eminem.
Dude, nah, I hate
just,
that
that's
shit.
Just
that
Peyton
album
listening to it.
Sucked.
Just me listening to myself talk about Eminem.
The problem is white people listening, the white people monopoly on hip-hop content is the fucking problem. Like, people need to, that's where we went wrong.
Letting white people in hip-hop?
Yeah, us talking about hip hop is where we went wrong, because that Eminem album fucking sucked. Anybody who listened to us for that Eminem album fucking suck a dick, honestly. this is me, Brendan Haley at Hats for Snails. If you listen to us because of that Eminem album, you can literally suck my dick. Fuck you. I hate you.
Jesus. Oh, we got 15,000 plays?
I hate you. Fuck you. This shit's dumb.
These stats are different than last time I saw it. No, I feel like we got a few thousand on it. We got 15,000 listeners over like the whole podcast, like different listeners.
Right.
In the last 30 days, ooh, here's a good peek behind the screen. We had 167 listeners over the last month.
All right.
Straight up radio silence for a year. We're still pulling in a few people.
Do you have anything you want to share with them, Peyton or Dylan?
The 167 people?
Yeah.
The new people?
Just why?
Do you have anything you want to share with them? Because I have some, I've been thinking about this and I have some very important things I want to share, but you guys can go first.
Oh, okay. To the 167 people who listened to our podcast between February 14th and March 15th, the last 28 days, what led you to this point in life? And thank you.
That's really sweet. Dylan?
I don't know. I got nothing to say.
To those 167 people, I just want to say that I topped your dad. I had gay sex with your dad.
This is an aggressive Brendan on the podcast today.
And also, I hate you. And also, I fucked your dad. And that's all I have to say about that.
Damn.
So you're really going for like the polarizing love me or hate me personality in talking about singing 2.0?
In talking about singing 2.0, I'm going with the I fucked your dad and I cucked your mom. That's my vibe now. That's the vibe all in 2021.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal. Before I click off of this page, I just want to point out we have a weirdly high percentage of Switzerland listeners.
Shout out Switzerland,
you know?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Ireland too. Like Ocean was pretty big, pretty involved, pretty heavy.
Yeah. We got more Twitter mutuals than I remember. We should check in. We should all individually DM every single person whose name we know, and just see how their life's going.
I am not mutuals with them. That's just a name that, like, talking about Ireland in the context of this podcast is jogging some memories.
I remember talking to him about Ireland rent, and like, ooh, Ireland rent is out of control, and it was like $3,000, I want to say, for rent.
Wow. No shit.
Yeah, like in American dollars. It was something crazy like that, yeah.
Damn, what is the currency in Ireland?
Pound?
Do they use like Doctor Who money, or what the fuck do they use?
No, it's little scraps of paper with Hoser's face on it. It's not official in any capacity. It's just they all really like the guy, so they just trade him like a trading card.
Hoser bucks.
It's a mixture of like cryptocurrency and just trading card collections.
I'm glad it's Hoser and not Ed Sheeran, honestly.
Brendan, this I don't think you know what Ireland is. Like, I don't think Ed Sheeran is Irish. I think he's British.
Ed Sheeran's Irish.
He's not Irish, is he?
He is. Well, he has red hair, so like he's Irish.
Okay, so yeah, it is just purely stereotypical.
Yeah, I don't care. If that's going to piss off our Ireland listeners, he's from Halifax, United Kingdom. He's 5'8", so like he doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ. Ed Sheeran's kid is named Lyra Antarctica Seaborn.
That's pretty dope. Ed Sheeran has made more money than I think I will and like my great great grandchildren will. So like, what the fuck does it matter?
Probably, well, yeah, going back at least like 6 generations of my family, Ed Sheeran has more money than all of them combined.
I get it. And, you know, frankly, suck a dick, Ed Sheeran. Shout out Phoebe Bridgers. That's all I have to say.
Elton John's got to punch someone.
No, yeah. We reviewed Phoebe Bridgers on here, right?
No, I think we were out of it by that point.
We didn't. Oh, my God.
No.
That was a dramatic shift for me over this past year. My shift, one of the last big reviews I remember was having was Charlie XCX, and I think that's the last album that anybody released since, like, we just stopped doing the podcast because nobody released any music since she did that. Like, that's the only thing that's happened since March of last year.
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone was too scared, right? Like, they were like, oh, Jesus, we can't top that, so we might as well just quit.
No, straight up, that album is fantastic.
All right, I'm going to jump ahead here. We went through 2017. We did a couple ranking episodes. You guys remember ranking Linkin Park and Run the Jewels?
Yes.
Yeah, a little
those
bit.
Those are good. I like doing those.
Those are good ones. That's nice to really, like, dive in. You don't need to, like... I feel like what I really dislike about a review show is just you end up critiquing it, which just puts a bad taste in my mouth. So when you rank somebody's albums like against themselves, it just feels nice because you can be like, yeah, all these are really good. Let's talk about how great they all are, but still keep it like that competitive spirit, which I feel like people are drawn to in a review show. Like, oh, what score did they get out of 10? Like, that's what keeps people hooked. Whereas when you rank it, it's like, oh yeah, no, I think this one should have been number one and this one should have been number two. And like, I think that's a good format.
I like that flavor of music reviewing more than the, what do you think of this album? Because it always comes down to, I liked some of this album. Some things were really cool. There were some, but also there's some parts that I didn't care for as much. No matter how good it is, no matter how bad it is, you know, some degree of that statement. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah,
I like the interviews. I think the interviews are good.
Yeah, 100%.
Interviews, ranking, I think games. Like, once I started throwing in those god-awful games, like, we really found a new flavor there. That was really fun for me.
You know, yeah. I really like to dunk on those, and I really like to dunk on the names of those, but those were easily one of the favorite segments of the show. That was just, like... The dunking on the name was a necessary component, not because I didn't like it, but you know what I'm talking about? Just because it felt necessary.
Yeah, no. No, I think me and you talked about this recently, that most of my relationships, just in general, are people dunking on me. That's fine. I think that's a fine role to play.
I'll take a dunk on you, Peyton. I mean,
No. Dylan, you don't dunk on me too much. I brought this up to Brendan because my therapist like kind of dunked on me in one of my therapy sessions, and I was like, this is not good, right? But it's fine.
God, I should be a therapist, man. How much do they get paid?
Oh, so much money.
So much money. God.
I went to an intro, not intro to therapy. I went to like, I don't know what they call it, like a diagnostic, just like a get to know me therapy session. And without insurance, it would have cost over $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Therapy is expensive. And United States is awful and hates anyone with any sort of abnormality.
It's funny that, like therapy is considered, like, here's this bonus, like, medical treatment. You know, how your body is just, like, this series of electric signals to keep your brain alive. But they're like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck your brain. Fuck all that shit. You don't really need to, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You want to go to therapy? That's not, your physical body is totally separate from your mental body, right? Like, the brain isn't a physical object that can be studied and diagnosed and looked at. No.
No, who gives a shit about that? Like, that's gay. Like, if you have, thoughts, like, that shit's gay.
Dude, do you think? Dude, is this dude thinking?
Fucking, yeah. A little sus to me. Dumb. Like, yeah, I hate it. American, like, healthcare system is so fucked.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad time all over. All right. What? That's mainly 2017. We really didn't shake it up too much. We did a couple rankings. Otherwise, just a bunch of reviews, and it ultimately ended in our first ever bracket in 2017.
Those were good, too. The brackets, That was my favorite. That actually, like, doing the brackets, that was my favorite part.
All right, Brendan, pop quiz, because me and Dylan tried to record an episode similar to this, and it did not turn out. So
oh, we di- it turned out.
Yeah, it's never going to get released. I swear to God, Dylan.
You wanted to release it.
Anyway, Dylan might know the answer to this, but Brendan, pop quiz, who won all 3 years we did the bracket?
Me.
No, no, no. The artist, you maniac.
Year one, Father John Misty. Year two, 2018. My God. Oh shit, I have no idea. Year two was probably Charlie XCX. And I think year three was also Charlie XCX. I don't know. No, year three was Brockhampton, wasn't it?
What? No. No,
Tyler,
no.
The Creator. It's Tyler the Creator.
Yes, he got it with Igor. And then 2018 was Idols.
Idols, yeah. That was a great album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, okay, maybe this is just me, but like thoughts. I think like I don't think I love music the same way that like I did in like 27. Those 3 years, was it just that they had better music, or was that just like a different time for me? Thoughts?
I like music more now.
I see. Like I don't know. Okay, that's fair. It's good to hear you say that, because like I feel like we had just this huge volume and breadth of good alternative forms of music. Whereas like in 2020, I latched onto a few that I really, really fucking loved, but like by and large didn't hit the same way. So
I feel like,
yeah, that's true.
I feel like I'm more cynical now. Like you when you first start getting into it, and we were like super into it, listened to everything that came out. Like I don't think there was a major release I didn't listen to, like 2017, 2018, maybe 2019 a little bit. But then you see those same people like Brockhampton and Tyler the Creator and like the renegade alternative people just like do coke commercials, and
yeah,
it's heartbreaking. Like Travis Scott has a McDonald's meal, and it's like, yeah, get the bag, get the cash, good for you. Yeah. But also like, I don't know, it kind of ruins the whole thing I was into.
Travis Scott, I don't think he has ever been, I think he's always been upfront about what he wants. He's always been like a pop hip artist, like pop, hip hop, hip pop, if you will. You know, like even going back to like Rodeo, or, you know, days before Rodeo, he always had that type of ambition to it. And those are still great. And
true.
I think I can enjoy his shit for what it is. But he has that, it's a hard seltzer now. He has a hard seltzer, Cactus something or other. Whatever.
Yeah, I think Tyler the Creator really just bums me out, because he got on Twitter the other day and he's like, guys, like I did this project and I'm super happy with the drums in this. Like, check out the drums. And then he tweeted a link to a literal Coke commercial.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, man, cool. Good job with the music. This is a Coke commercial.
Yeah.
No, thank you. This is not art, no matter how much you want it to be.
It's advertising. It's yeah. Not here for it.
I did buy the McDonald's meal, though.
how was the Honcho Jack Burger? Is that what they called it?
I forget. It was just Travis Scott meal. Like, his meal. It was good.
It's the Hunter
Jack,
right?
Made meal or
like
something?
It's McDonald's.
Huh?
It's just like McDonald's. It was it was a quarter pounder, a bacon quarter pounder with, was it barbecue sauce?
Barbecue sauce on the side and a Sprite.
And a Sprite.
Oh yeah. remember when we were really trying for that Sprite sponsorship for a while?
Yeah.
We've been trying to sell out since day one, so I mean, I can't talk that much.
Dude, for real, that's all I want. I have no creative ambition. I'm in it for the money, obviously.
All right, I think this is a good time to pause. And if you guys can look to the chat, I've been getting comments from some listeners while we've been gone. So if Brendan, could you read this comment we got out loud, please?
Hold up. Okay. Oh, that's really... Dear talking about singing, where you guys been? I know it's a pandemic and all, but I miss having the new episodes dropping to look forward to. I miss the three buds just being buds, especially Peyton. He's the best one. No offense to Dylan. Mm. How's it that even though it is a completely audio medium, I can tell that Peyton is better looking than the other two. It's impressive to say the least. Anyway, hope you get back to it soon. I miss Peyton. Sincerely, loyal listener 25.
Wow, I just picked that one at random, but that was really nice.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's really nice. Thanks, loyal listener. Keep going. You and the 24 that came before you. We appreciate it.
Fuck.
All right, where were we in the timeline here?
Thank you, loyal listener 25, for taking the time to write that out. That had to have taken some degree of effort, and I appreciate that. And I'm sure you're a cool person.
Yeah, definitely real person.
And also, yeah, also real. You also exist.
That's, a person that is outside of us that said that. So it's really nice.
It says loyal listener 25. I don't know that person, so I'm assuming it's not one of us.
Yeah, you can't make that up. Like, that's like a government issued thing.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy can go fuck himself.
All right, 2018, we kind of stuck with what we were doing, talking about albums. We started doing three albums. Is that because we couldn't decide who would pick next, that we started doing three albums a week?
Everybody picked an album. I think that's what we went with.
Brutal. Because we would take turns, because like two albums was like a nice number, but then we started doing three.
Or was that the EPs? Like, it was that when we had like little EPs?
No, we did JPEG Mafia, The Weeknd, Until the Ribbon Breaks, Kali Uchis, Jack White, and Mick Jenkins. Did I pick Jack White?
That wouldn't have been me. I know I picked Kali Uchis. Mick Jenkins sounds like Dylan, so I'm just
right.
You pick Jack White.
Brutal. Yeah, I still think of that album and hate it all over again. I think of the line, "Why does a dog need to be walked?" way too often, because I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate that album.
I haven't thought about that at all. I haven't paid that any mind.
When I hear...
Dog need to be walked. He didn't say that. That's so stupid.
When I hear a pretentious line, like if I listen to like an artist and they're like being artists, I'm like, man, this is a Jack White type of feel that's going on here, and I hate it. I hate it so much.
Did you end up listening to that Silver Jews song?
I listened to the first line, but then I haven't had time to just put on headphones and listen to a song. Not all the way.
That made me think of that, where it's just like the super artistic whatever. David Berman, the vocalist from that band, that's my one top five lyricists.
That I feel like is tongue in cheek, though. Like, that's a little tongue in cheek. There's nothing tongue in cheek about Jack White.
Yeah. It's very. He thinks he's really doing something with that.
All right,
Shout out Kali Uchis.
We kept with the routine here for a while. Man, we really stuck with it here. June of 2018, the summer of 2018, we had a nice run. We were doing weekly episodes for a while there.
Yeah, you can tell we were getting no pussy during that time.
We were just bored that summer.
That's what no pussy does to someone.
You start a podcast.
Great podcast.
I think that is a confirmed fact, though. Like, the success of your podcast is inversely proportional to how...
What was I doing? Summer of 2018. Yeah, that tracks. That's fair. That's fair.
That was my first summer out of college, so I think I was just pumped to have all that free time. Like, I had like a full-time stable job that was just like over when I went home, like no like homework or anything. I think I was just pumped to have the time.
Yeah. At that point in time, what was I doing? I was in a relationship. I think we're a long distance at that point. So yeah, that tracks.
Idle hands. 2018.
Anything to keep me from just furiously beating off. This podcast saved me from my crippling masturbation addiction.
Yeah, that's the unspoken secret of where we've been the last year, is Brendan had to check himself into rehab.
Dude, I'm 7 times a day. It is unreal. My dick is raw.
Oof. Really earning that explicit tag this episode.
Yeah, I'm carrying that. You guys need to pick it up.
All right.
You guys are PG, and I'm just like what some like pervert doesn't even want to listen to.
There is a point where I feel like maybe it was the start of quarantine, but we really just started talking about death a lot. That was quarantine, wasn't it?
That was quarantine, yeah.
Like conversations that I would never have with my family or like no one in real life, but like you put a microphone in front of you and you're just like, here, this is going to be broadcast to whoever clicks on it. It's like, okay, so this is what I think about death and how sad life is.
No, also I think there's something liberating about having it being online, having that type of distance. You know, you can't see it. Can't see the other people, but it's just there like that.
You're just in their head when they're on the bus. Yeah.
I think that's just dudes being dudes, just talking.
Talking about dudes, you know?
That is true. Every time we get together and start drinking, it's usually that specific subject. Like, hey, you believe in aliens? What happens to us after we die? Like, it's just inevitable.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes, yeah.
That's a modern millennial Gen Z male relationship for
modern
you.
Modern baseball. Some modern baseball right there.
That's American football.
That's a great band.
All right. January 2019, we had that C-Doc interview that kicked off our bracket. We were riding high for a while.
Wow. That was a fun episode. I remember that. I remember the day after that was the most hungover I have ever been in my life.
Yeah. Yep.
That shit sucked.
That was fucked too. God, man.
Yeah, right.
That's when me and Brendan started getting concerned whenever Dylan drank because he wanted to break into people's houses.
I stopped you from committing a felony, Dylan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
That was also the time we had what I believe to be a world record for the shortest Uber ride of all time. You can look this up in, you know, Guinness. You can look this up in any, wherever records are shown, but that was the shortest record.
No, that was my birthday, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't. Was it the 29th? February? That was after that.
No, January of 2019 is the C-Doc interview when we all hung out. But I think my birthday in 2018, when I turned 21, we got lost and I was a block away from home. So we took an Uber to home.
Was it that one?
I think so.
That was a separate thing. That was when we were hanging out in St. Paul.
Yes.
Okay. That was the most hungover I've ever been. That was when we had Appletinis. We had red wine. We had.
Yes.
PBR.
My New Year's resolution that year was to cross my legs at the knee and quit caring about, you know, like the stereotypically effeminate things. So we had Appletinis and I crossed my legs at the knees.
Word. I remember Appletinis just makes me think of Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the two are linked. It's like whiskey and Mad Men.
Right, right. Shout out John Hamm's penis.
Okay, so again. Going for the double hat trick.
We're all thinking it. John Hamm is a penis with a body attached, and that's just the way it is.
I think he was a softcore pornography props master before he became an actor.
No shit.
I think that's a true fact.
What
I think
a
I
props master.
He was in charge of like continuity. So like if they messed up the scene and had to reshoot something, he had to make sure it all went back in the same place.
That's really beautiful, you know. That's a level of attention to detail that I didn't think went on in the softcore porn industry. I thought when you talk about props with softcore porn, I thought he was like the, you know, he would just like wield the double-ended dildos or something, you know.
No. Well, I mean, I don't think it's that way these days because, you know, John Hamm is out of the game and it's just all fallen apart from there. But yeah, at one point in time, they really cared.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a real shame. We're not at that point. We need to revitalize the porn industry.
Yeah, because that's what's suffering during the pandemic.
That's what we need to do. That's what we need to rebrand is that.
Porn?
Porn, yeah.
ASMR.
Yeah, back to the OnlyFans bit, but
we need to adopt some stuff from China's porn and bring it to America.
What's going on in Chinese porn? I'm not hip to that.
Oh, well, look it up. They got some weird shit.
Well, I mean, I don't. Can you like just explain what's going on in Chinese porn?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on right now. Mm-hmm.
I've seen some videos.
Damn.
Yeah,
the research.
It's a lot of like, there's like, you know, you've never seen like the time stop ones.
What's that?
Huh?
Clock stoppers.
Most of the porn that I watch, it's a lot of like, it's amateur, generally American.
Right.
I don't know what kind of groundbreaking stuff is going on in Chinese porn.
Oh, it's pretty groundbreaking.
Okay.
So vague.
I'll have to get in on that.
There's your recommend for the week. No albums, just porn. Anyway, February 2019 is when we, at least I lost it. Oh, what? Oh, shoot. Was it that Sia album that made us quit doing ratings?
No, it was Sia. It was Sia because we just hated that album so much. It broke us.
Was that after this? This is Aesop Rock came first. I wonder if we deleted that episode. Weird. This is the first time where an artist's name isn't in the description. We did most underrated, overrated artist, college grad or too rad. Dylan, I think these were just me and you, weren't they? Oh, yeah. This was just a little in-between time. Because I did a couple episodes by myself, and then we came back with Lil Pump and Hermit and the Recluse. Funny. All right, let me jump to that. See it. Yes, LSD, Lizzo and Shaw, and then we tried to do an episode after that, and then we just quit, and then we did whatever we wanted to talk about. Which rapper would be the best roommate? Pop stars and rap stops, listening to your own voice, like the titles just became not at all related to musical releases.
dark time and talking about scene history.
Really? I think that was the beginning of our metamorphosis. I think that's what's going to lead us to a better place.
A renaissance of sorts, yeah.
What do we do like after that?
I don't know. More like a death. We're dying here.
Well, you know, reborn. You got to die first.
Exactly.
And then
this
we did
is the renaissance.
Yes, Craig Bauer and Houndtrack interviews. For some reason, we published the same day. Why would we do that?
I don't know, Peyton. Why would you do that?
Why would we?
You're the one doing that shit. I don't fucking know.
Weird. Jeez. I must have like edited them at the same time and just like wanted to get them out of the way.
I'm just here bringing the sex appeal. You know, I'm not behind the scenes.
Crazy. Yeah, I should have milked that because those are some highlights, man.
Honestly, Charlie XCX. I see.
Yes. So now, no, that's still October. So what came before her quarantine album?
That was just Charlie. That was
oh yeah
great. Also a great album.
Nice. Then we did album of the year again, and then we went back to non specifically two albums for a little bit. February
streaming.
February to March we had like a 4 or 5 episode run of just whatever. Oh, we did that Shark Tank thing for a while. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then we started Quarren streaming, and then we just got sad.
Growing up on command. That sounds like something I said.
Yeah, that checks out. Oh, we did a couple in July. That was nice.
I don't remember that. That's all a fucking blur.
I don't either at all. I legit don't remember any of these episodes at all. Did they harpoon the cartoon tycoon? That sounds like a game I would have made.
Yes, it does. Everything from what Creator Kits, Monthly Mics, when we started doing those segments, that is really where I just feel like I lost time. You know, I do not remember that at all.
I remember doing the Shark Tank pitches because that was my idea for just like a segment we could do. But then I think we just milked that for the whole episode quite a few times.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, that was fun. I don't know how long you could keep that going for, but that was a nice time.
Evidently not. It's a good segment, but it's not a podcast.
An episode.
And I think at that point in time, we were just creatively tapped aside from what you had brought to the table.
Yeah, yeah. I do like the episode titled Don't Kill Dogs or Hamsters. Don't know the context there, but that's a nice sentiment.
Yeah, I think I can stand by that. I can get behind that to this day.
Can I see our listens? Oh, yeah, our listens were god-awful around this time.
Oh, man. 50% Ireland, 50% United States. All right.
Apps unknown, devices unknown. Real specific there.
Fake. Yeah. Fake listens.
Now, I think Podient, at one point, our listens were way higher. And then there was one point in time where it just like dropped off a cliff. Yeah. So most of these listens are real. And they weeded out all the bots at one point in time.
Which is ridiculous. You know, I paid for those bots.
What was that Schoolboy Q video he posted to like Instagram or something where he's like, hey, what's J. Cole talking about? People are buying bot listens because I'm interested.
I'm gonna get some of that shit. Yeah, for real. Schoolboy
Q. Well, that is a summary of our podcast, guys. How do we feel about it? Where does this stack up in the pantheon of music reviewers? Where does it stack up in the pantheon of podcasts?
I think it stacks up in the sense that it does not matter. Nothing that anybody, no podcast fucking matters. People just start doing podcasts because they have fun doing it. And I think that's enough. That's enough. You know,
this is just an audio journal of phone conversations that should just be phone conversations, you know?
Sure. I don't know. I think there's like, do you guys listen to podcasts? Like, aside from the one that we did do? Question mark.
Yeah, I do.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What flavor of podcast do you guys listen to?
I do a blend, and if the podcasts themselves could be blended with comedy and information, that'd be great. Otherwise, it's usually either or. Like, I'll listen to some comedy podcasts, some D&D like improv comedy podcast, and then the other half of that is like podcasts where they just talk about, like, this week we're talking about potatoes, and it's just an hour-long conversation about potatoes.
Okay.
So it's very one or the other.
I feel that. My jam is just, like podcasts about nothing. Nothing at all. And I think that is it's about as deep into podcasts that I want to get. I think that, I don't know, the whole medium is not that serious.
No, there's a bunch of old College Humor people, the YouTube channel College Humor.
Yeah.
I think they started like a podcast network, or at least many of those people have podcasts, and those are like a large percentage of what I listen to.
I follow a very small, I don't know, I just got a couple. I listen to the H3 podcast.
That's not small, man.
Well, I mean, like I don't follow a lot of podcasts, what I'm saying. Like,
oh, like a few podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got you.
And then I listen to Stuff You Should Know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I listen to Lou Later. He talks about, like, tech and stuff. And then Rick Rubin's podcast recently, actually.
Oh, Rick Rubin.
Yeah, Rick Rubin, he's the producer. And he just interviews artists and stuff. It's pretty cool.
He only releases like once every few months, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's not very often.
But when he does release, it's like Kendrick or like Andre 3000, just like big names.
Yeah, his latest one was with Ziggy Marley.
Nice. Right.
I thought he was dead. Cool.
Rick Rubin?
No, Ziggy Marley.
Oh, no. He's alive.
There was somebody who just died. It was from, no, it was from Bob Marley and the Wailers that just died.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, give us your podcast recommendations. I know Ocean did one for a while. I don't think Chase ever did one. Chase had a YouTube channel for a while. ASAP Yames had like a blog where he did music reviews. Like all our Twitter mutuals. I will 100% listen, watch, read, whatever you create. Like I do love the small content creators. It's just like most of what I listen to is like the mainstream stuff. So like hit us up, man.
Yeah, I'll say that I listen to it and then not actually listen to it.
I love it, you know? If people
Whaler just died, that's what I was thinking of. Bunny Whaler, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Bunny Whaler. Brendan, we were just wrapping up. We can't end on death. That's why we came back.
Okay.
Death is the end. There's nothing after. Nothing happens after.
Yeah.
This is it.
We need a happy note. We need a happy note to go out on. We're not going to talk about death.
That's all I'm saying. The note we need to go out on is our sponsor today.
Yes.
Oh.
Our sponsor today is Blue Chew boner pills.
Okay. So just right back into that explicit tag that we talked about earlier.
No, our sponsor today is Fago Cola.
Oh, I only know them from the root beer, but they do cola too?
Oh, yeah. The cola is also pretty good. The cream soda, Fago cream soda is actually the best. That's the best flavor of Fago.
Cream soda in general, underrated. I'll say it.
It really is. Like, there's no situation where, like, root beer is better than cream soda.
No, even in root beer floats, like, use cream soda, guys.
I think, that might be the exception, because when you have the root beer mixed with the ice cream, you get a cream soda-like effect, you know? You get that cream soda flavor.
So you're saying if you start with the cream soda, then you're just kind of watering down the soda part of it and just mostly cream?
It's cloyingly sweet.
Mm.
If you add cream soda into a float. But if you start with root beer to get to the cream soda, then you're good.
I got you.
Hey, I got a sponsor.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Huggies. The best diapers in the game.
Oh yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, man.
Speak of that. Huggies? Yeah. What's their copyright? Well, I'm a Pampers guy.
You like Pampers, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Pampers guy. I mean, for my son. Yeah. Not to yuck anyone's yum, but I don't wear diapers.
Well, you might want to change that.
Okay.
Because Huggies...
Is this going somewhere?
Well, Huggies sponsors us, so...
Okay.
Yeah. Huggies is a shit.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where we're going to end this episode. Guys... Oh, it's been nice. Who knows where we're going, but that's where we've been, and I wouldn't change it for the world. What's the outro?
Land of 10,000 hot takes. It's been your boy Brendan. With me as always, Peyton Kaiser, Dylan Schemenauer. It's you, it's me. These are our guests. Have a great evening.